With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The federal government has revoked the tax-exempt status of a group run by white nationalist Richard Spencer. Nikki Willette of Montana Public Radio reports.
Spencer says the IRS incorrectly listed his white supremacy think tank, the National Policy Institute, as not having to file certain tax forms normally required of nonprofits. He calls it a bureaucratic snafu and takes responsibility.
I am not good at this stuff, to be honest. I let other people do it, and they let me down. To be honest, like I'm kind of embarrassed by this. It's not what I want to happen.
The IRS stripped Spencer's group of its tax-exempt status Monday. Spencer says his group is now on top of its paperwork and is applying for 501c3 status. Spencer, a part-time Whitefish resident, gained national attention shortly after the election last November when he ended a speech by telling a crowd, "Hail Trump, hail our people, hail victory." I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
A meeting to come up with a list of candidates to nominate the state's next commissioner of political practices was canceled this week after Montana's top legislative leaders couldn't come to agreement. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The meeting originally scheduled for Monday afternoon was postponed indefinitely. Republican Senate President Scott Sayles says he took the meeting off the books when it became apparent the selection process for the state's next top political cop would again end in a stalemate. In a meeting last week, the four members of the Senate and House leadership in the nomination committee could only agree on one name to nominate to the governor. By statute, they need at least two. Republican House Speaker Austin Knutson says the nomination committee at this point doesn't plan on bringing in any new names for consideration and is still working to reach an agreement on at least one more of the more than half a dozen applicants.
That's the field we're working with. We're not talking to anybody else. You know, we'd like to put forward two or three of the applicants that we have.
Republicans have so far rejected candidates they feel would be partisan in their rulings as commissioner, and Democrats have ruled out anyone who doesn't have a legal background. If the committee fails to reach a decision, Governor Steve Bullock can select anyone he wants for the job. The Senate must confirm that choice. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana House has given initial approval to a bill that would clarify that county commissioners can travel together or attend the same event without violating the state's open meeting laws. The bill says that if a quorum of county commissioner board members discusses business while traveling together or at an event, the members must provide a report at their next public meeting about what was discussed. All county commission meetings must be open to the public, and notice must be given at least 2 days ahead of a meeting. County commissioners who gather anywhere without the public notice could be in violation of open meeting laws under the current law. The House voted for the measure 67-33 on Monday. It must pass a final vote. The Senate approved the bill last month. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says a Congressional Budget Office analysis of the Republican health care plan shows the proposal is a, quote, troubling step backwards, end quote. The CBO report released Monday says 24 million Americans would lose health care coverage by 2026. Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines said in response to the CBO analysis that, quote, we need to do better, end quote. Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester called the GOP bill a reckless effort that will cause people to lose coverage and raise premiums. A judge has ordered the former owner of Mountain Water Company to recalculate the attorney's fees it is seeking after losing a condemnation case and being forced to sell the water company to the city of Missoula. Missoula Mayor John Engen.
It reduces the overall cost to the city of acquiring the system. We're talking millions of dollars.
District Judge Karen Townsend said the $7.1 million in legal expenses claimed by the Carlisle Group and Mountain Water exceeded reasonable and customary rates. Exactly how much the companies might have to reduce their request for legal expenses is still unclear. They have 2 weeks to submit reduced claims, and the city will have an opportunity to respond before Townsend makes a final decision. And Engen says that there is still
potential for appeal, which is sort of the nature of it, but we are marching forward with regard to our final order of condemnation and taking possession of the water company. We think that happens within a month or so, and we'll have the keys and begin operations.
The city is taking ownership of Mountain Water after the Carlisle Group lost a years-long condemnation fight. It's being forced to sell the water company to the city of Missoula for $88.6 million. Native American communities across Montana are asking the legislature to make it unlawful to ban traditional regalia at public events. Senate Bill 319 would allow items with cultural significance to be worn at most public events, including meetings, award ceremonies, and high school or college graduations. Resort taxes in Montana could go up under a new bill at the state legislature. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Dillon Republican Jeffrey Wellborn's bill would give resort communities the option of increasing tax on luxury items and non-essential goods. Estate resort taxes are currently capped at 3%, but Paula Hazen, who lives in Big Sky, says that isn't enough to support people who live in Montana's tourism communities year-round.
The real estate and rental market have become volatile to anyone who is in any socioeconomic bracket lower than what would be deemed upper class. Your civil servants, your middle management, your year-round keep the cogs in the clock turning employees are sacrificing their quality of life to keep a roof over their heads, food on their table, and their lights on. We are being forced out of our homes on a very regular basis for vacation property rentals.
Senator Wellborn pushed back on claims that this was a sales tax and said local communities should be able to vote on ways to fund affordable housing and other community needs like sewer systems and roads.
343 is not a tax increase. It's about giving these communities the opportunity to make a local decision and their own right to vote. And these communities would effectively be owning the decision for their local challenges.
But Jerry Scott, the CEO of a real estate development company in Big Sky, says the bill is vague and doesn't outline what exactly an increase to the resort tax could fund or what affordable housing is. He also said the current resort tax money revenues continue to increase and could be used to fund affordable housing efforts.
The bottom line is I don't believe that the resort tax needs any more money to do its job effectively.
Lawmakers also questioned whether some communities could fund housing efforts with the current level of taxes. Several community leaders will provide the Senate Taxation Committee a list of what their tourism tax dollars went to fund over the past two decades. The Taxation Committee did not immediately vote on the bill. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.